As high-flying ideas go, it was an intriguing one. A business district that stretched 10 miles between Detroit Metro and Willow Run airports. Backers said it would create 64,000 jobs and attract investment. Well, that was 13 years ago, and no district has materialized. Detroit Free Press columnist Tom Walsh has been digging into what happened. Tom, just what was the vision of this so-called Aerotropolis?
Pretty much exactly as you described. We had this brand new airport terminal that made us, you know, one of the most modern, best airports to fly through and to. And any economic development person will tell you it's a great asset to have a good airport with connections that people like to go in and out of. So we had that at long last. And we had a lot of undeveloped land around that area that could have, you know, mushroomed into, you know, a lot of logistics firms and freight hauling firms. The air cargo's a big business. A lot of people think that Chicago's airport is overcrowded, that there's still over room, that we could capitalize on a lot of that. So it seemed to be a natural asset that we could leverage in this region to grow some jobs and to enhance our reputation.
And the idea was kind of to focus, what, on logistics, supply chain kinds of businesses?
Exactly. And we're sort of the supply chain leaders in the world with the auto companies and
sure,
these global companies. We know how to do this stuff. And, you know, one of the great things about the Detroit hub for Delta and Northwest before that is it's the gateway to Asia. We got more direct flights to Asia than just about any place else. And even though you think of flying from the West Coast to Asia, it's actually quicker to fly from here because they fly over the North Pole. And it's a great place, and Asia is where the biggest growing markets are and have been for the last 15 years. China and Singapore, Vietnam, you name it. Mm-hmm. And the more flights you have, the more cities that you go to. This is all stuff for economic developers to build on, and we just haven't seized it in the way that we could have or should have.
And as the years progressed and this thing got talked about, it did change name from that Aerotropolis to something called Vantage Port, all one word with two capitals, which actually to me is not the most inspiring name. I don't, you know, what is it supposed to be when it's called Vantage Port?
You know, I suppose they want to use the word port, you know, to say, okay, this is part of logistics and transportation and moving goods. And then Vantage is a play on advantage, I guess. but whatever they call it, you know, in fairness, there was some work done politically and by the business community to try to move this concept along, and that's where Vantage Port came in. They did get all of the communities in that span between Willow Run and Metro to sign on to kind of this consortium agreement where they would all work together to try to attract companies in there, and they would create this district. They sold it to Lansing to create some state tax breaks as well as the local township and school district tax breaks that they could give to do this. So in doing and getting that legislation to Lansing, once they got all these communities on board into this consortium, that's when the rebranding came as Vantage Port. So they're all on board, and then they hired somebody to run it. But coming out of the recession, it just didn't build up steam as quickly as they thought. And then the former county executive, Bob Ficano, you know, did the Pinnacle Racetrack in there that flopped. So it just didn't get going real fast. So the new director of Vantage Port went back to his old job as development guy at Romulus.
So holding on to a director has been a challenge.
They didn't hold on to him. And then the airport lent them their development guy, Joe Nardone, who's a pretty good guy and tried to keep things running. But, it was sort of his interim job. And then, you know, they needed him back to do his full-time day job. So they're shopping again now for a new director. So, yeah, leadership is part of it. They need somebody who eats, sleeps, and lives this concept and is out there marketing it. In the meantime, you know, as the market has picked up, as the auto industry and other places, there have been a few companies go into that area. An auto supplier came in with 300 or 400 jobs. You know, a couple other things have gone in, but not in a real concentrated way.
Would we say Vantage Port is on life support? Is it dead? Where? What would you say?
Well, I think there are people who still believe in the concept. It just has never quite gotten off the ground. It's still kind of on the tarmac, getting ready to take off. And it's still not there yet. But I think the time is still there. The opportunity is still there if they can get some leadership. They're talking about a few deals with logistics-like companies that, you know, that are close to being nailed down. And I think if we get a few of those and get a new director in there, because I did a lot of research. The business leaders from Michigan, they took a big group over to look at the airport, Schiphol in Amsterdam, as a model of how this thing could work as sort of a global hub for all this kind of stuff. So, you know, they've done some homework on how it could work. Now we just need to get people lined up and, you know, but it's part of its infrastructure, and we seem to have trouble getting infrastructure. Look, I mean, we couldn't pass a roads bill, and the legislature couldn't pass one either. So, you know, we need to get serious about, you know, about taking the advantages, the assets that we do have, and developing them into something.
Tom Walsh is columnist with the Detroit Free Press. Thanks, Tom.
All right, Cindy. Take care.